tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Check it out,
John. Hour number three, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Gus Kattengill with you. Jordan Kleibert.
Really?
Yeah. What did you get today? I asked you one simple question to give me a score, and you went 14-10 Saints. And then a caller, Dennis, says 34-20 Packers. All of a sudden you go, no, no, 40-24 Packers.
40-24 Packers.
You gave them 30 extra points. 30. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to try to imitate you.
You know what? I don't like
30.
That.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I can turn down your mic.
I can turn your mic. All right, I'm done. Yesterday was Thursday. Today is Friday. We so excited.
We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work. Here we go. Break it down. Shrink it up. G-R-B, Rebecca Black. So chillin' in the front side, in the back seat, driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes with a car by my side. Passing by is a school bus in front of me. Makes TikTok on the screen. My time is Friday, it's a weekend. We gonna have fun. Come on, y'all. There we go, 2:02 in the afternoon, getting you closer to Matt Moscone. And after further review, we just spoke with Eric Alexander a little bit ago, getting you ready for the Tigers taking on the Bulldogs. 2:30. Shame on you, by the way.
What?
Still no Chip Patterson. Did you text him?
That was your job.
I'm kind of busy hosting the show.
I accidentally deleted our whole text message conversation.
That's incredible.
So
I texted you his number.
I have.
No, not might have. I did.
You definitely have.
Thank you. Thank you for all of that since you failed me.
I could still get him.
Ugh, I mean, if you think you can get him, I got some time here.
I know I can get
him. All right, let's see. I doubt it. But let me.
No, I got this.
No, that's fine. Stop doing what I'm doing. And I thought you didn't have his number.
I do. I found it. Wow. In an old text message.
Really?
Well, I got it. Let me do it.
I just shared the contact with you. There we go. Heaven forbid. We'll just stop the show here real quick so I can do your job.
Do all this.
There we go. There it is.
All right, I'll do your job while you're doing my job.
Okay.
Rob Dembowski. I think that's how you say it. I don't think I said it right. Matt LaFleur said Davante Adams is probably doubtful for Sunday night against the Saints, but we'll give him the rest of the week to see where he's at.
All right, he's going to give him the rest of the week to heal up there a little bit. Marcus Davenport yesterday was limited. So that's good, right? Especially since Trey Hendrickson's dealing with a groin injury. So that's something to kind of keep an eye on. From that perspective, to see how the injury report in the list will keep going on as we get closer to the game. Now, Matt, who we had on earlier, Matt Schneidman, the injury report for the Packers today, Davante Adams, as you said, hamstring, didn't practice. Left guard Eglinton Jenkins, a new DNP. So the left guard Eglinton Jenkins. Didn't practice. Tight end Josiah DeGura, ankle. And Adams was jogging on the sideline during warm-up. So that's what he's saying out there. So we'll see what the Saints' injury report will be. But again, the one thing that you do take away from that injury report is that Davenport, he did go back to practice. So hopefully we'll see him in the game. Head coach Sean Payton. Touching on the Packers offensive line, two straight weeks, they had two different starting offensive line. Let's see what he had to say about that.
Two things. Number one, they do a great job of getting the ball out. You know, you got guys like Bakhtari in there and Lindsey at center. I mean, it's an experienced group. They clearly are on the same page with the quarterback relative to their pickups. And, you know, much like Drew, the ball comes out, and he's someone who's difficult to pressure and get your hands on because of his quick release, his awareness and understanding of the defense and where the free rusher might be.
All right, so with that said, what are the keys that Sean Payton is telling for his defense to have this week?
Yeah, just tempo, playing with energy, making sure we understand the coverage we're in, understand the defense we're in, and you know, it's going to take a great team effort. You know, it's not just one individual, and so you know, you start with some of those things.
Yeah, two players in particular, we touched on it with Matt earlier in the show. Sean Payton on Za'Darius Smith and how the Packers like to use him.
Yeah, you have to recognize where he's at. You know, they'll line him up on the edge, right and left, and they'll take him and travel him inside in one of the A gaps, kind of becomes a moving nose tackle, if you will, a little bit of a spinner look. And then, look, they do such a good job of trying to get him on a stunt, trying to get him on a matchup, and their defense kind of allows them to do that relative to what they do structurally. You're going to see some five down fronts. And so, generally speaking, you'll find him as one of the edge players in that front. And at times, though, they can adjust it, and he can become one of those players that moves. So he's very quick and explosive. And there in the game you watch where he's not impacting the quarterback. And so the key is just understanding where he's at all times.
So that's Za'Darius Smith, another guy that the Saints have to keep an eye on, defensive tackle Kenny Clark.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have a nose tackle, a defensive tackle that's physical, that I think is very athletic. He's one of the better interior linemen in our league. Obviously, there's a difference. And be the same with I think any team losing one of their better players. Now, you know, we'll see where he's at. But the film on him, the second half of last season was really impressive.
Well, I don't see him on any of the injury reports, Jordan. You know what that means? I think I should be playing the Doom music. I mean, I just said it's pretty good. Pretty good team.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good team. I'm a little nervous.
We got this.
No. I haven't given my prediction yet.
No one cares.
Wow.
No, I care, Gus.
Dennis gave me 34-20 Packers. TW 37-27 Packers. Malcolm went Packers.
We're all Packers.
You went Packers 40-24. Larry said tie. Matt Schneidman, who covers the Packers for The Athletic, went Saints 28-24. So the one guy who covers the Packers is the only guy so far today on the show that's picked the Saints. Jack, what you got for us today on the Sports Hangover?
Hey, Gus. You know how Brian always says, if you listen to Sean Payton, he'll tell you what he thinks?
Yep.
Well, he talked up the Packers' defensive line, and he talked up the secondary. But they have at least two new linebackers, and maybe all three.
Okay.
And so, to me, this would be a big Alvin Kamara game.
Okay.
And on the other side, it would be a big Aaron Jones game, because, you know, without the two star wide receivers in the game, and then the Packers have a rookie tight end. And those other two guys, you're really not worried about. I don't know. Like, I just heard Raphael predict 40s for the game. I don't know where all these points come from, unless there's turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe it'll change this week. But the Saints haven't gotten the ball downfield much so far this year. Now, maybe that'll all change without Michael Thomas. So I'm going to say 16-13, Green Bay.
I'm not that crazy.
13.
I'm not crazy. Another Green Bay Packer.
Wow. So you're predicting a low-scoring game.
Well, because obviously I could be wrong, but, I mean, where would the points come from unless there's turnover? You know what I mean? Neither one of these teams, I think both of these teams are going to have a hard time getting the ball down the field. Just, you know, no Davante Adams, no Michael Thomas. And like I said, the Saints haven't done it so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that the ball's going to go a lot to the running back.
All right. So Jack's going six. I'm going to jot it down. Here's
16, what, 14?
13.
13.
He's on Pete's, man. 16, 13.
And Gus?
Yeah.
And Gus, props to the fantasy guy last night. the running back for Jacksonville got me 31 points.
So wow, 31 points. Ben Heisler, you called it.
Yes.
All right.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, man. Appreciate it.
By the way, if you have any fantasy football questions, you could always tune in Thursday around 1:30. We'll have Ben Heisler on. Tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter.
Ooh, look at you. The little tease there.
Every Thursday. Wow. We're at Vinny's also.
Well, this makes me feel like you pay attention sometimes.
3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Sometimes. Over in Metairie. Every Thursday.
Did you say Packers 16-13?
Jesus, man.
What?
Just like you said to me a few seconds ago. Yeah, 16-13. Come on.
I just want to know what happened. What happened? How did we go from 1 week?
Oh, we got spanked on Monday night.
I just want to know what happened, though. I mean, 1 week ago, we beat the Buccaneers. And it was just...
No, because I saw on Twitter a lot of people were like, Drew Brees did not look good.
That's fine, but we had pick sixes, we had interceptions, we won the game. We're going to Vegas, baby. It's going to be a beautiful road trip, 2-0. What happened? How do we go from that to panic?
I'll tell you what happened, Gus. My fantasy football tight end.
No, this has nothing to do with fantasy football. Okay.
Darren Waller.
No, all I know.
Absolutely.
All I know
rip the
is
Saints
we went from that to the panic sounder. I haven't played this in forever. Do you know what the panic sounder is? Do you remember the panic sounder? I haven't had to play it in a while.
No,
I have a panic
honestly,
sounder.
I don't remember.
Yeah. It's basically what it sounds like when the world is going to bleep. Gunshots, sirens. There it is. Panic.
That's kind of good.
I mean, seriously.
Are those gunshots?
Yeah, it's just disaster. Aliens, sirens, you name it. Sheer panic. The entire city is under siege.
That's annoying.
It's the panic sounder. It's supposed to be annoying. I mean, that's it. It's unbelievable. How did we... 1 week happened. Go back to Sean Payton. State of the team. He had to say this week.
We're 1-1 right now, 2 weeks into the season. I think we could be playing a lot better football. We expect to be playing a lot better football, and we're going to have the success we're wanting to have. So our red zone offense and defense still needs to be better. I thought our third down numbers offensively were okay last week. Defensively, we had trouble getting off the field. It's that critical time early in the year where we need to make the corrections so that we have the success that we're looking to have as the season moves forward.
See? You know what I heard there, Jordan? You know what I heard there? To relax. I heard to relax. It's going to get better. It's going to be okay. Even Drew Brees says, you're going to bounce back. Things are going to be better.
No, I mean, listen, you have to work at it. You absolutely have to work at it. And we got some new faces. We've got some young guys, in some key areas. I'd say, especially offensively, you know, obviously with the loss of Mike, Thomas last week, we're having to fit some guys into some new roles, get some guys some significant playing time, maybe in different situations that they haven't been in before. And so I think there definitely is that element of just, man, getting everybody same page, everybody in sync. And man, I'm confident with the guys that we have and with the system that we have and everything that we're going to be able to get back on track.
See, what did you just hear from your coach and your quarterback? What did you just hear? Huh?
Misdirection.
That's what I heard right here.
Misdirection.
This is what I heard right here. Right here. Sunday night.
Every little thing is going to be all right.
What do you think, Jordan? Everything's going to be all right, man. We'll know how to run routes by Sunday.
Just got in touch with Chip.
Drew Brees will know where to go with the football by Sunday. Cam Jordan, baby, is going to step up. Marcus Davenport practiced.
Wow.
Malcolm Jenkins will redeem himself.
Will he now?
Yes. All is well. Don't worry. Come on, Jordan. See? Come on. Here we go. Coach Payton says
Will Lutz could be on the hot seat this week.
Will Lutz
might miss a big kick.
What are you talking about, Will
Lutz?
Might
be missing a big kick this week.
Stop it, man. You know what? You're a joke. Absolutely a joke. There's only one thing better. It can make us feel better, that is, and that's making fun of the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll hit the break. We come back. Marlon Favorite will chime with him. He's got duties to do tomorrow. LSU Sports Radio Network. He's part of it. LSU taking on Mississippi State. We'll get his take on that. Get his take on the boys. Get his take on the Saints. Sports Hangover next on ESPN New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Football Report, sponsored by Southland Dodge. 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Southland Dodge bringing you the Black and Gold Football Report. Southland Dodge, Houma.
Saints hosting the 2-0 Packers Sunday night, a team that has the respect of Saints head coach Sean Payton.
They're a good football team. They've got an outstanding quarterback. They're playing real good football at a high level. You know, they pressure you a little bit with their offense. They've gotten in both the first two games this season ahead. You know, it became a one-dimensional game.
All eyes will be on the Saints offense to see if they can get in sync. Quarterback Drew Brees on this week's preparations.
No, I mean, listen, you have to work at it. You absolutely have to work at it. I think there definitely is that element of just, man, getting everybody same page, everybody in sync. And, man, I'm confident with the guys that we have and with the system that we have and everything that we're going to be able to get back on track.
85 points in two games for the Green Bay offense. Linebacker DeMario Davis on the challenge of stopping Aaron Rodgers and company.
You know, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the game, not just Aaron Rodgers, one of the top receivers in the game. One of the top running backs in the game, very explosive offense. So it's going to be a challenge to prepare for him and be ready. But come Sunday, we'll put our unit out against theirs.
Kickoff is set for 7:20. I'm Gus Kattengill. For more on the Black and Gold, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Football Report has been brought to you by Southland Dodge. 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The Black and Gold Football Report brought to you by Southland Dodge in Houma.
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Houma, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Ram Power Days event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market, complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market, 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
The way to follow him on social media is BigFave504. And a podcast, Inside the Trenches, for Mr. Marlon Favorite. We speak to him on Monday. We speak to him on Friday. Sir, how are you?
Feeling good, baby. Them Tigers play tomorrow. Real football kicked off. This is where we at with it, Goose. Hello, somebody.
We had Eric Alexander on at 1:30, and we spoke a little bit about the challenges, I guess, really tomorrow from this aspect. You haven't had any game action. It's been a little bit. And now you're facing a team with a coach that likes to – I mean, that offense, the Mike Leach air raid offense, it's not the easiest offense to kind of, I guess, face in week one in your first game, huh?
It's not. You're going to see that spread. Spread's going to happen. Ball's going to get around. They're going to try to be creative with their experienced receivers. But now we have experienced cornerbacks. So with Flott and, of course, the returning All-American Derek Stingley, mm-hmm. we're pretty good on the outside.
What are some of the key principles that need to happen on defense when you face an offense like that?
I think pressure in the quarterback, making sure you keep constant pressure on the QB, is one of the key pieces. One thing about a Coach Pelini's defense, we don't mind adding pressure. We have mm-hmm. we have enough talent back there. We have enough talent at LSU right now to run a cover zero if we need to bring a whole lot of pressure. Pelini does a good job at allowing his D-line to have freedom. We do a lot of twists up front. So I think that's one of the key things going against an offense like that, constantly harassing that quarterback, constantly putting them in pressure. It'll help your DBs get some big plays going.
One of the things I would say that'll help your defense is if your offense stays on the field, either puts on points or you know, at least gives you a breather, things of that nature. Obviously, all eyes will be on Miles Brennan. Should it just be on him, or just an opportunity maybe for some of those other receivers that we will have an opportunity to step up in the role that maybe Ja'Marr Chase had?
Right. So you have Terrence Marshall, and another quiet assassin too, Gus, is Trey Palmer. He's someone we saw a little bit last year. With Ja'Marr Chase gone, he's going to have to take over a role. And Gus, somebody I'm excited about, they've been raving about him in camp. All the linebackers have nothing but good things to say about Eric Gilbert, five-star tight end we have in now. Look for him to be one of those Travis Kelce's for LSU this year. Look at him for being one of those Rob Gronkowski guys for us this year. Just a freshman that's going to come in and surprise a lot of people. Well, not surprised because the expectations are high, but, you know, shoot, I was a number one defensive tackle coming out of high school, and I had the redshirt. I wasn't ready. They say this kid is ready, so I'm excited about seeing how we utilize him at the tight end position.
Give me a quick key to the game, you think, tomorrow, and how do you think things will wind up over in Tiger Stadium by the end of the afternoon?
I think the key to victory for LSU tomorrow, Goose, is to get quarterback hit, affect the quarterback, whether it's sacks, whether it's pass breakups, whether it's pressures. You take that element away from them, we get on them early and often, that's the key to victory. So that D-line, baby, that feature, that's a big question mark. Everyone will know we got some pass rushers. That's going to be the key to victory, to winning the line of scrimmage by affecting the quarterback.
Right. Who do you think wins?
LSU, oh, of course them Tigers are going to win it, baby. I think we put up 40, probably 42-21 LSU.
Wow, because the line's 16.5, so you're saying take the Tigers and those points, huh?
Take the Tigers and those points, Gus. I'm rolling with that. I think we come out passing like we did last year, running up the score and hitting our weapon. Like I said, we're missing a few guys. We lost some guys to the draft. It ain't just some guys either, right? Lose Joe Burrow, Clyde.
14 of them, my friend.
Yes. 13, baby. So that's a big number coming out of LSU, but the amount of talent that Ed Orgeron was able to bring in over the last few years in recruiting is going to make up for those missing guys. So I'm anxious. I'm just like everybody else, wanting to see how this LSU team is going to look without Joe Burrow at the helm, without Joe Brady. Sheraton Carter, offensive analyst, with the Saints for like 13 years, been under Coach Sean Payton, a local guy here from St. Augs. He's on staff at LSU. So look at him, you know, having some key things to contribute to the Tigers as well. So those are two pieces I'm looking at. A lot of folks like, oh, we lose Joe Brady. Where's the offense going to go? Well, here's a guy that's been in Sean Payton's offense now for 13 years, now his first year at LSU. So that will be an interesting look as well.
Speak with Marlon Favorite at Big Fave 504. Is ready to follow him over on social media. All right. Do you you escape with the win? You somehow miraculously recovered an onside kick. Cowboys back in action. How do you feel about them this week? How do you feel?
Well, I'm going to tell you about those Cowboys, Justin. And I know a lot of folks down here say, oh, the Cowboys got lucky. Old Jerry. Well, let me tell you something. This team is intact. They had some fumbles last week, but guess what? Let me tell you something, buddy. They're going to be ready. You hear me? Going to take on old Russell Wilson this weekend. Matt Seattle, Metcalf, and all those guys. I'm telling you, Jerry's ready, baby. They are 5.5 favorites. Come on now. Get Seattle. Come on. Are you at Duke?
He kind of sounded like an ESPN, like a certain ESPN analyst. I can't put my finger on the name, though.
Multiple flows, man.
No, I hear you. So you got all the confidence in the world here. You think the Seahawks are going down?
Hey, let me keep it 100. Let me put my football hat on. It's going to be a Tam because Russell not letting out. He's been very close to winning the MVP every year, and he has a monster in DK Metcalf. So our corners have their work cut out for him. I know they're watching that tape, looking at some of those routes that Calvin Ridley ran last week, stuff that worked. And they're going to definitely apply it. So if the challenge, like LSU, is going to be to attack up front for them Cowboys. But enough of them Cowboys, baby. Daddy, that man is back again. He's coming in town. Brother Black Gold will be ready, too. Now, don't sleep, dude.
All right. So, look, I have had pretty much no one pick the Saints today on the show. Larry Holder even picked the tie. The only person that did is the beat writer for The Athletic for the Green Bay Packers, Matt Schneidman. He picked the Saints 28-24. What do you see Sunday, man?
Well, I'm over here with the NOLA Gold rugby team now, as you know, and the old blast from the past, old Scott Alexander talking about Green Bay gonna get a big upset. Everybody's going with Green Bay. They look so good right now, and the Saints at home. I'm going to go with the Saints. I don't think it's going to be one of those. I do think Aaron Rodgers lights it up. He's going to score his touchdowns. I see them scoring 35, but us being able to inch away with a win, I'll go 42-35 Saints.
Wow, 42-35 Saints. It's a big scoring game there, 42-35, all right.
And I know that doesn't sound right, Gus, because it doesn't seem like Drew Brees can pass the ball 15 yards, but the way that their offense works and the weapons that they have and the versatility that they have, I do think the mind that Coach Payton has is going to fix it. So I'm excited to seeing them come out with a victory. That defense, Cam pissed, bro. Cam ready to ball, bro. So look for some sacks and that D-line being motivated there too, baby, inside the trench.
Give us one of a player on offense and defense that needs to have a big game for the Saints.
Jared Cook on offense had to have a big game. I started him in fantasy last week. It was a couple times he was open. He needs to have a good week on offense. He does. And on defense, someone that really needs to show up and show out. I'm going to go on a defensive line again, Sheldon Rankin. I want to see him get some quarterback sacks. You know, Aaron Rodgers loves to roll to the outside. But if we're getting some rushing off the edge and you force him in the middle, man, look, that's one thing as a defensive tackle I used to love as a nose guard. When those defensive ends get that good rush and that quarterback got to step right into my lap, they don't get no better than that, babe.
All right, easy enough. All right, man, as always, you know, we enjoy the conversation. At Big Faye 504 is the way to follow you over on social media. Inside the Trenches, the podcast, sir, and we will see you again on Monday.
That sound like a winner, baby. Bull Tigers. I'll talk to you later, Bull.
Marlon Favreau. All right, quick break. 30 minutes left. Matt Moscone after further review coming up at the top of the hour. It's a chance for you to call in. Give us your take. I need scores. I need keys to the game. Give them to me. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm going to tell you about my town. I'm going to tell you a big fat story, baby.
Need to see a doctor but don't want to leave the comforts of your home? Terrebonne General Medical Center telehealth is your answer. Our clinics provide same-day virtual appointments. Our highly trained physicians and nurse practitioners are committed to using leading-edge technology to better serve patients navigating the new normal. 70% of patients using virtual appointments for the first time comment on how easy it is to set up. All you need is a smartphone, tablet, or home computer. Visit tgmc.com/mychart to learn more.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. Ali, CEO of Walls Need Love, struggled to find someone for his wallpaper company, so he turned to ZipRecruiter. And today, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. He quickly found a great match for the role. Plus, she applied within a few days after he posted the job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MAX.
Goodyear believes in the power of moving forward. No matter if it's on the track, the court, or the field, movement makes us want to be more. It pushes us to go further, to show the world what we can do. Movement has the unique ability to change our perspective, to challenge us, to work for a better tomorrow. Movement can even bring us together when we're still. Because if we're focused on the next move, we don't have to worry about what's behind us. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, it's your Uncle Cooper here. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Goldie, my niece, your cousin. And Goldie didn't know which tires were right for her. The first ones were too much tire, and the next ones were not enough tire. Anyway, long story short, Goldie found the Coopers, and they were just right. What a happy, practical ending. Okay, go to sleep. Go with the Coopers.
Cooper!
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. Leo Haggerty. Give us a buzz to talk a little about the NFC South here. Each and every Friday at 2:30, we'll do that. First, though, Earl, give me your best 60 seconds, sir. What do you got?
Real quick, Gus, well, you and Jordan have a good weekend. Go Bears, baby. I'm just joking. But, hey, Gus, I got a question of the day. Do you take LSU in the point, or do you take the Saints winning by, what is it, 3 points? I don't know. Would you feel more comfortable with LSU covering or the Saints covering this weekend, Gus?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would feel more comfortable with the Saints, to be honest with you.
Same.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't know what to expect from LSU, man. I mean, you lose 14 players, and I don't know what Miles can do, and he might do great. You're facing a new coach with a new offense. How good is this team? I don't know. I mean, 16.5 is a ton. I know if the Saints play to their capability, they can beat Green Bay. So I know more of one than the other. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hey, Gus, has Miles Brennan ever – I always thought he came in and mopped up duties and stuff like that. I don't think he's ever started a game from first quarter to fourth, right?
Correct.
I mean,
correct.
Or has he?
No.
Okay. Well, hey, go Tigers and go Saints. You and Jordan have a good weekend, and the weather's going to be great, Gus. Y'all have a blessed weekend, buddy.
You too, my man. Always good
Thank
to see
you, Earl.
You. Yep, good to hear from you as well. Leo Haggerty covers the NFC South. Of course, based in Tampa, so we'll start with the Buccaneers first after we let him know how he's doing, or he lets us know how you're doing. Leo, how are you, sir?
You know what, Gus? The nice thing about all these Zoom meetings is I'm getting ready to tee it off on the 14th hole of the Magnolia Course at Disney. Life is good.
There you go. That's exactly the best way to cover it now. I love the Zoom press conferences now. Jordan, you have the latest update on the Saints injury report. Let's let you hear that because that just came out, Leo. What we got?
It's not the injury report, but it was who was seen at practice.
Oh, who was seen at practice. That's right. Okay, what do we have?
So Nick Underhill and Luke Johnson both report. Michael Thomas was not spotted during the open portion of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Johnson also added to that. Malcolm Brown, foot, was back out there.
Okay, that's good. Now, we know Trey Hendrickson's dealing with the groin. Marcus Davenport was listed on that practice squad. I mean, on the practice squad yesterday as limited, so maybe there's a chance to get him. Leo, what did you think of that Saints-Raiders game for Monday, man?
Gus, I told you to be careful with Las Vegas. They're a lot better than people think. Plus, we found out something, Gus. I don't know if you did, but they asked Coach Arians what it's going to be like out in Denver with having some fans. He goes, wait a second. There's no sound in the building. The sound you're hearing on TV is piped into TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's a morgue where we're playing, and it's big. And I tell you what, if I was the Saints, I wouldn't worry. That's a good football team they lost to out in Vegas.
I thought they had a good game plan. I thought John Gruden had a heck of a plan, good adjustments, and they had an answer. And I think Dennis Allen didn't have an answer, but the greatest tight end in Monday Night Football history. Anyway, let's get to the rest of the division here. You and I have been having a little fun on text, chit-chatting. Well, the dangers could – I mean, Dan Quinn and his team are – staring at 3-0. The 2-0 Bears, there's no way they lose to the 2-0 Bears. I know they're 2-0, but I'm not buying them. No one's buying them nationally.
I'm buying them.
Now, you can buy them all you want. No one buys them. But if they lose to a team that no one's buying, could Dan Quinn really, honestly, legitimately be in trouble of not even making it to the first quarter of the season?
They shouldn't have let him on the plane Sunday.
Oh, no.
Think about this. Dear God, what'd they kick? 5 field goals? I mean, this was a epic collapse. And I mean epic. It was crazy.
And, again, if they lose to the Bears, he's done. Stick a fork in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think about that game?
I like Atlanta. I still say Atlanta should be 1-1 right now. 2-0 is a little bit out the way they played the opener. But, yeah, I kind of like what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a nice situation, you know.
Yeah. Three-point favorites going into that game. Again, Jordan, no one respects your Mitch Trubisky over there. Boy, if it's Carolina – look, I know no one had expectations and things of that nature. You knew it was going to be a learning year for Matt Rhule, Joe Brady, that offense. But now you take away Teddy Bridgewater's weapon on offense and Christian McCaffrey for 4 to 6 weeks due to an ankle injury. We saw him here. He's a nice quarterback, but it's almost the same issue you're now having with Drew. Doesn't really push the ball down the field. Now you take away McCaffrey. That's going to be a tough game for them, even though they're going to be facing a rookie starter in Justin Herbert in his first game. I still think that's a tough game for Carolina to go in.
Yeah, they're out of bodies. You know, you're talking about Teddy Bridgewater, great, but you lost over half your offense with McCaffrey, so I don't expect to see the Carolina. Because the Chargers, they're pretty good out there. I mean, they gave Kansas City all they could want, and then in overtime.
I hear you. Bucks and Broncos, a 3:25 kickoff over there in Denver. Tampa Bay, 5.5-point favorite. What did you see in that win against the Panthers last week?
I saw some offense, finally. Brady's starting to get comfortable. Gus, they had 7 drops. 7. And one of them hit the guy in the head. Shady McCoy dropped one right in his breadbasket.
And I tell you what, Bruce Arians said simple, you know, what they need to improve is to catch the ball or Brady won't throw it to you. So I expect, and again, you got no Drew Lock. You got no Miller on defense. They're playing with, the Bucs are playing with house money right now. So that's the big thing.
So when you look at, obviously, that offense was a lot of focus on them getting better, and I think they will as the season goes. I know one thing that I was impressed about in the Saints game was that Buccaneer defensive line and the linebackers. And look, I want to say what they sacked Teddy a handful of times there. They forced some turnovers. They played a good game on defense.
Gus, they played a great game last week. And again, no one gives the defensive tackles a lot of credit, but Ndamukong Suh caused an interception and Vita Vea forced Teddy Bridgewater on the 10-yard line to pull it down and reload, and that was huge. So, again, they're starting to get a push up the middle, and anybody will tell you, when you get a push up the middle, look out. That's when you're going to start seeing some things happen, and that's good.
Leo, when you look at this week's game with the Saints and the Packers, I've had basically every caller say Packers are winning this. It's incredible how 1 week changes things. I mean, after the win against Tampa, people were feeling good about themselves. One loss, and all of a sudden it's, you know, Jameis Winston time. We got a phone call earlier this week saying it's Jameis Winston time, Leo. So, I don't know. I know it's early. You got a lot of season. But if you're a Saints fan, you kind of want to see your team bounce back this week.
You know what, Gus? I think the Saints win, and here's why. You got Drew Brees, who's going to nickel and dime you, and that's going to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. What you don't want to see is 3- and 4- or 5-play scoring drives for 3s and outs. What the Saints are really good at is 7-, 8-, 9-play drives. That's going to beat Aaron Rodgers off the field. I think the Saints win. It's going to be close. I think they win 29-27.
29-27. 2-point win there, Jordan, on this one. All right, Leo Haggerty, as always, man, on Friday, appreciate the time. Get back out on the links. How are you shooting today?
I'm getting my money's worth, Gus, but I got a par putt here on the 14th, so that'll work.
Wow, you took the phone call right before the par putt, Jordan.
Absolutely. I got about a 20-footer. It's a little bit downhill, a little right to left. But I'll tell you what, Gus, when you get down here, we're heading to Disney.
I'm in. I'm in.
Disney.
Let's do it, man. Play a little golf, man. I enjoy it. As always, man, appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And we'll talk again next Friday, Leo.
Thanks, Gus. Take care.
Yep, for sure. There he goes, Leo Haggerty. As always.
Standing over the putt.
He's it up. I love this. It was close. It was close, though. It looked good from here, though. It looked good from here. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Final segment, Joe, we can go through some of these games. Coach Payton is speaking as well. We won't have that sound, obviously, but we can kind of paraphrase what they got. Oh, Taysom Hill speaking today. Will he be a big player? How come no one's saying he needs to be a big player on this game?
Hopefully he's having one of those rager of a press conference.
This is his,
they need to get me the ball more.
Yeah, well, this is his chance to go back. Remember, they found him in Green Bay. Found him in Green Bay. That's the key to the game. Taysom Hill. Sports Hangover next on ESPN. It's not unusual to see me cry.
I wanna die. Now you know about Parker Kia's famously low prices, but did you know Kia's the number one mass market brand in initial quality 6 years in a row? Yeah, that means you get a whole lot more when you buy at Parker Kia. Take a look at the new 2020 Sorento SV6, a three-row, seven-seater SUV that comes with standard family favorite features like smartphone integration. Right now, you can take $6,000 off the MSRP. Want something smaller? How about a 2020 Kia Soul LX that you can drive home for just $69.95? Plus, Parker Kia has some of the hottest new models on the road today, like the all-new Kia K5, the evolution of the Optima, but now with more power, speed, and technology. And of course, we have to mention the all-new Kia Telluride, the 2020 Motor Trend SUV of the year. Get a whole lot more at Barker Kia. Shop online at BarkerKia.com.
JD Power 2020 award information. Go to JDPower.com/awards for more details. Stock number 20KT277, MSRP 34505, 500 dealer discount. 3500 tub cash. Stock number 20KT009, MSRP 23885 dealer discount. 2500 tubs for cash. Plus TTNS. See dealer.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Katten with the Sports Hangover. If you're suffering from low T, you don't have to accept it. Get back to feeling your best with Men's Total Health. Did you know the effects of low testosterone are not only physical? You would be surprised at how hormone imbalance can affect your daily life, emotionally, sexually, and even sleep patterns. Irritable, bad mood, can't concentrate, can't remember things. Hormone balance can help you be your best self, improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590 to schedule an appointment today.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
All right, Taysom Hill speaking. Sean Payton smoking. Jordan.
Yes.
How are you feeling about Taysom Hill?
If I were Taysom Hill, I'd be out on the podium right now.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the damn ball.
Wow. Really? Feel like you've been neglected a little,
neglected.
Huh?
I feel like I'm on the island of misfit toys.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Breaking news over on the Saints side. Former Saints cornerback Delvin Bro is suing the teams since fired doctors for alleged medical malpractice. Amy Just with a story at Amy_Just. And Delvin Bro, quote, tweeted her, "God be with me. You know what happened." Keep an eye on that. Also, Sean Payton has made an adjustment this week, Jordan. That's why he's a good coach. He has made an adjustment. He's made an adjustment on the noise level. Apparently, the NFL thought it was not loud enough.
Not loud enough.
So they have raised the level from 70 to 80 decibels. 70 decibels, by the way, Sean Payton mentioned was a vacuum cleaner. So slightly louder vacuum cleaner. Like maybe at one of the car wash places down the street. What do you think of that?
Why didn't the...
So Sean Payton said he will continue to pipe in fake crowd noise in the game because they're allowed to. And now they will go from 70 to 80%. There you go. There's your adjustment this week. Making it harder for Aaron Rodgers to hear. Carl Raphael, that needs to at least, that's at least a half a point, huh?
You half think? But it is the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Boy.
Marcus Davenport was at practice. That's good. Malcolm Brown was at practice. That's good.
Marcus Davenport was there for a portion of it, not the whole thing.
Well, you don't know that.
I do know that. I was told that.
Well, reporters can only see a portion of it. So how do you know? Could have been there the entire time. What do you think, Sean Payton, to get out there for the 5 minutes the reporters are there, they can say you're there and then go back in the trading room?
Yes.
You think that's what that is?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's kind of how I feel, too, to be honest with you. Like, go get out there and do some, you know, make sure you don't hit the stuff with your right elbow, though.
Just blend in. Blend in.
I really don't have confidence in this. I really should. Don't you think I should have confidence in this game?
I mean, I'm with you, so I mean, it's hard to go against you.
Really? I don't know, man. I just honestly, I'd like to think that the Saints have the answers, that the Saints can come out there and get the job done.
Well, Saints fans don't think that they have the answer either. So.
What do we have for like keys and scores on social media? To Mario Davis, while you do that, on what it's like to face Aaron Rodgers.
You know, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the game. Makes it very challenging. I've been doing, playing at a high level for a long time. You just got to understand, you know, what they do well. Try to limit that. It's not just Aaron Rodgers. One of the top receivers in the game. One of the top running backs in the game. Very explosive offense. So, and then just a whole cast of other great players on the team, and so it's going to be a challenge for us, and it's going to be a challenge to prepare for them and be ready. But come Sunday, we'll put our unit out against theirs.
Oh, what about that? I will put our unit out against theirs. A little confidence, Jordan. He's got more confidence than I have right now. I wasn't just asking this for you guys out there. 800-998-1003. Got a few minutes if you want to chime in. It is strange how 1 week changes perceptions. It is strange how 1 week changes your opinions and their confidence level. Right? I mean, has the performance of Drew Brees in the offense in two games really made you feel that this team all of a sudden is not a Super Bowl contending team? Because if you think they are, Jordan, right? If you think that this is a Super Bowl contending team, why do you have no confidence that they can bounce back? Is that a fair take? I mean, for people that are doubting this team right now, if you felt they were a Super Bowl contending team 2 weeks ago, how in 2 weeks do you not have as much confidence that at home they can bounce back from a bad loss? Was it a bad loss? Was it just like they were up 17-7? It went right down the field. The other team made more adjustments, made more plays. They're tight end. Nobody could stop them. Sean Fazan, you know, made mentions earlier this week. All the different players. 800-998-1003 if you want to chime in. That the Saints tried to throw their way. To try to stop the greatest tight end of all time. He tweeted, he went through all of Darren Waller's 12 catches, and he said the Saints tried everything in coverage on him. Zoned him 3 times, manned him with Anzalone, Davis, Malcolm Jenkins, twice, P.J. Williams, twice, Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus Williams, and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. They threw everybody at him. So do you just say, hey, that was just a heck of a performance by that guy that day? They threw everybody at him. Wasn't it just a perfect storm, Jordan? I mean, you can't throw it all on Drew in the offense if the defense can't get off the field and can't stop the greatest tight end in Monday Night Football history, right? I just told you, they threw everybody on the defense at this guy. Couldn't stop him. I don't know. It's just strange. 2 weeks. Dennis, what you got for us, man?
Good evening again. let me, Gus, let me stop you.
Uh-huh.
You and the press say they was a Super Bowl team.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Our last great chance we had with the best team we had was 2011. All right? Now, everything else is just winner dressing. Now, we make it, we make it. If we don't, you know why. Because our best team we had was 2011. And I can tell anybody that. So they were never my Super Bowl team this year. You know what I'm saying? But I hope they make the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going with. But to me, I see them mostly every day. I hear what's going on at the camp. I'm from the Ninth Ward. So our best team we ever had last was 2011.
Right.
That was supposed to be our Super Bowl. You know? But we always have a problem with the 49 in Minnesota. Don't get me wrong. Now, we went Super Bowl against Minnesota. But other than that, we always have a problem with them. And 49ers. So this year, I don't want to see neither one of them.
All right.
We're going to the Super Bowl. Now, that's all right with you?
No, look. Like I said, I just want to see this team bounce back on Sunday. How about that? I'll feel a lot better on Monday if this team bounces back.
Me too. Trust me, I'm a St. Cloud fan. I'm 46 years old. That's the only team I cheer for.
Okay.
That's the only NFL team I cheer for. You know, so you know, but I've been through a lot with the Saints. Good time and bad time. But right now, I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders. And they still got them ranking the top 10. I don't see it. And another thing, tell Cam Jordan, stop playing patty cake.
Because
that's all I saw on Monday night. He playing patty cake with the right guard. You know what I'm saying? That's all he's doing, playing patty cake.
Dennis had a lot to say today. He's not happy.
He has.
He's not happy, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want y'all to have a good weekend. And I see you Thursday.
All right, my man.
See
there he goes. Dennis. Called twice today.
Twice.
He's not happy, Jordan. He's not happy.
By looking at your sheet, a lot of Saints players, I mean, a lot of Saints fans aren't happy.
I guess I got to give a prediction, huh?
I mean, it only took you 3 hours.
34-31 Saints.
Wow, that is probably the most ridiculous prediction I've heard all day.
Why?
It's just so outlandish.
No, it's not. 34-31.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm playing your role. You really think it's going to be 34-31?
I do.
No, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That close of a game.
I do think it's a close game.
Who you say win?
Saints.
Yeah.
But do I go Packers? See, I got no, confidence. Even Larry said the same thing. Larry says tie. I'll be honest with you. Look, my head is telling me the Packers are going to win this game. My heart wants the Saints to win. Which is crazy. Again, in 1 week's time, I don't know how. Why am I letting that Oakland, that, I keep saying it. Why do I keep letting that Vegas game shape my, cause they were playing well. They were getting on the quarterback car, right? I mean, the defense looked fine and things are going well. They were up 17-7. Derek Carr talked about after the game, how they weren't the same team. They didn't quit. They believe they could battle back. They were down 17-7. The other side had to go, don't let us go back down that path, the feeling we can't win. So what happened? You know what? I am going to stick to my guns. This is a good football team.
Is it?
Yeah, there are. And you know what? You know what would have helped their defense?
What
would have helped somebody covering Weller or Wheeler, whatever his name is? Get a first down. Get some points. It's time for that offense to get their head out of their butt. And that means as well as Sean Payton. Use your backs. Be creative with your formations. Move the quarterback. You can move the pocket. You don't have to look like Mahomes. Just do some different things. Be creative. Right now, they're kind of predictable. Don't you think?
Are they predictable?
Honestly, I think they are.
The Saints?
Yes, I would say they are right now. Have you seen anything differently from Taysom Hill?
I thought you said earlier this week that the reason why we haven't been playing well is because our lack of a personality or a lack of a
identity.
Identity.
Yeah.
Identity.
Yeah, they're predictable. What's their identity right now?
Well, if you know their
identity right now,
if you know their identity,
short.
Yeah, but if you know their identity, that means you're predictable.
What?
If you don't have an identity, it's hard to predict where you're going.
You're confused.
You said that you didn't have they didn't have an identity. Wouldn't you want to not have an identity?
No. You need an identity to fall back on. You need something that you know is going to, you go to Joe Paterno back in the day for Penn State said, he's like, we got like three run plays that we practice and work on all the time. And when I need a first down, I can call on those three and I know I'm going to get it. What is the money play right now? I mean, it was, you know, a slant to Michael Thomas or just throw it to Michael Thomas. But what is it right now that you can count on? Is it Kamara?
You saw it in Vegas.
Stop it. You know what? I just increased it. I'm going to go 34-27.
You didn't increase anything. You decreased the
points. Well, that increases the number of the points of win. That's what I just did. Makes sense in my head. 34-27.
Wow. Yeah. So you pulled me.
Pull anything.
I just made
mine. Anyway, so we'll see. And I'm sticking with 7-3. I think LSU wins, but not by 16.5. I take the points. That's a lot of points. It's a lot of points. What do you got on LSU Mississippi State? We got like 30 seconds. Go.
I think LSU starts off slow. Starts the season off slow. They take a loss.
Okay. Wow. You think they lose? Oh, my goodness gracious. Sports Hangover, thanks for tuning us in. When we come back, we'll see what happened over the weekend. Enjoy it. Be safe. Matt Moscone after further reviews next on ESPN New Orleans.
Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs.